Hi, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Mahati, and today I'm with the founders of a nonprofit organization called Leela's. So, if you two want to introduce yourself and kind of talk about the nonprofit.
Sure. Hi, I'm Lale. So my name is Nishi Kapoor. I'm a senior at EMSA Charter School. I'm more in charge of secretary kind of marketing, where Lale is more, she is the one who started the whole organization. So she does more of the bigger stuff, the bigger picture stuff, like all the new projects. She kind of takes initiative on that.
And I forgot to mention, I'm a senior at AMHSA as well. We're both like classmates. So we're an organization. We provide underprivileged children around ages 3 to 10 who are kind of living locally, which is around Marlboro, because that's where we're based. We provide them with art supplies, educational toys, and then school supplies also, which was a more recent project of ours. And our primary goal is just to make sure that kids are spending time in a safe way and that they have the access to materials needed if they want to pursue their interests or develop their own like passion.
So, I mean, the big question is, why did you start it?
Sure. So when I was like at home during quarantine, I realized that I had a lot of like art materials and like science kits that I didn't really use. And like having access to them as a child really like helped me shape and develop my interest. Like having access to art supplies like as a child like fueled my passion. And now I'm like involved in art in high school. And a lot of kids don't have that privilege. So I kind of want to spread that to other children. And another thing was that I noticed that the art programs like at our elementary schools locally were being defunded. Like, for example, a lot of teachers lost their art classrooms, so we're trying to help them out too and provide a lot of like art supplies and school supplies to them as well.
So this next question is for Nishi. So I know like you weren't there to like start it, but how did you get involved? Like what about it really like motivated you to join?
Okay, so I think around March, I think. So me and Lala have already been friends through school. So she was like, "Do you want to?" She was like, "Are you interested in helping me out with this organization?" So I was like, "Sure." I didn't know much about it, but she just told me that she just wanted to help underprivileged children, and I think that's so important because as a child, like your like experiences just influence you so much as what you just do with your entire interests and stuff. So I just remember like I really enjoyed art classes. Like I'm not the best at art, but I really liked it. It's really relaxing, and it just like it's just a way for you to just calm down and just kind of reflect, you know. So and I thought that's just so important for children especially because they're still growing up and they're still like maturing.
And also, I reached out to Nishi not just because we were friends, but she actually had a lot of like accomplishments and like she had a work ethic that I really admired. Like she started the ASU at like our school, and she's part of like the journalism club and is like part of the newspaper and is really involved in it. So that's also kind of the reason I reached out to her. Like she's really experienced. She's really passionate about the stuff she does. And I kind of sent her a draft of our business plan, and then she was able to kind of look it over and then decide whether she like really wanted to be involved or not.
Yeah, I think it's good that like you guys have known each other for a while, 'cause like it's good to have that bond before you start something so big.
Yeah, definitely. And we work really well together. Like we never fight. Like we're always like respectful of each other's opinions, and they're also like super passionate about it. Like they'll come up with ideas on their own, and we have like meetings twice a week. It's like working really well.
That's great. If you want to like talk about your other team member, you can. If you don't want to, that's fine.
Yeah, of course. Kaya's awesome. We're also friends of her. We'd have a lot of classes together at school. She's also involved in like art, just like me. We're both in the National Art Honor Society together. And she also runs the Best Buddies Club. She's a co-president, so she kind of has that similar sense of empathy towards younger children. And she also has a super strong work ethic, like in calculus. Like she'll like really help. Like she even helped me in calculus. Like she has a strong work ethic and she'll try like her hardest at anything she does, which is kind of why I also like wanted her to be a part of it.
I mean, from what I can tell, it sounds like you guys have like a very like good like teamwork situation.
Thank you.
Okay, so moving on to the next question. Are there any like groups of people or like an individual that you're representing? And like kind of building off of that, what was the inspiration behind the name?
Okay, so I can explain the name. And Nisha, do you want to explain like the target audience? So the name Leela's is actually Estonian. I'm Estonian, and it means purple. And the concept behind our design is that red and blue make purple, and the red kind of represents the left side of the brain, which is like logic and like a lot of language and like mathematical skills, and the right side of the brain is more like art and creativity. And we believe that both of those skills are super important for kids, and we want to provide materials that like give them both, like both right brain and left brain skills. So we kind of thought that like purple represented the fusion of that. So that's kind of what we based our logo and design on, which is why it's purple. Mm-hmm. And our brain kind of represents like the left and right side of the brain, if that makes sense.
I personally really love that. I mean, I like it. When I first saw it, I thought that it was like a name of like a person that you knew.
No.
But like going into like the science behind it and like the psychology of mixing the two sides of the brain to get something out of it, like art, I think that's really amazing.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So we're trying to represent like underprivileged children who do not have access to toys or just educational toys for art and science. Parents who are not able to afford those type of materials, and they would really like for their children to have access to them. And educators who teachers spend so much money themselves, like out of pocket, just for all these art supplies. And sometimes it can be really hard on them because mm-hmm. they're spending so much money that they do not have. So it's also to help out them.
That's really good. Like, that's like a big group to be representing. And from what I can tell, you guys are doing it like really well.
So, Thank you.
So more into like your organization itself, what are your like goals? Like from the start, what did you want to accomplish? Have you accomplished that? And what do you want to accomplish later on if you know that?
Okay. So when we started, we are trying to just try to build a website. So our website is up, which we're really proud of. We spent a lot of time into it. We created social media. We have an Instagram and Facebook page. And recently created a TikTok page as well. We just wanted to start like building our like organization so we can start actually expanding our reach and try to like let people know that we exist. This is an organization that we've started. So we're also just trying to increase engagement, like especially on our website. So because we have a lot of these features on our website, we have this chat box and people can ask us questions on it. We have these blog posts. We just have a lot of information on our website itself. So we just want people to like see and learn more information about it. Mm-hmm.
We have like connections with a lot of people. It's just that a lot of them are people we already know. They're like our peers and like friends from school. And we're like super grateful for their support. But we also want to expand our reach to people from other towns and like people we may not necessarily know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like that's like a wide circle. That's good, like to have different people. It just like expands the reach of your organization itself.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So with these goals, what steps have you taken to achieve these goals?
So we've been posting on our Instagram like regularly. We're trying to kind of keep a cohesive theme. We've been doing donation showcases where I take like videos of donations and kind of explain how they're used, like such as like for last time I did a board game and I explained the board game and how it would be used and the age group it was for. Mm-hmm. And those showcases kind of reveal how like that donation would be used. And it also kind of shows that like stuff like that can be fun. And we kind of just show that we're really enthusiastic about the donations we're receiving. So by having like that kind of charisma on Instagram, we're hoping to really like increase our engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's kind of where, since our Instagram is right now our biggest platform, the most followers there, we're trying to build our Facebook because we noticed that like parents use Facebook more than Instagram, even though Instagram I think is a little bit easier for design setup. Mm-hmm. And we're more familiar with Instagram anyways, so we're trying to build our Facebook as well. So we're trying to like invite people to like our page to check what it's about, since the Instagram has more of a personal touch with Lale having pictures of herself and talking about the donations itself. Mm-hmm. I focus more on like how people can become clients, how they can really see or donations and kind of more of that aspect. So it's kind of two different types of posts that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And like that personal touch, it kind of just brings like another level to it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, are there any projects that you guys are currently working on?
Yes. So we're considering running an online live stream and hosting art classes virtually. So we're considering doing this, making it super simple. people will have the materials already probably in their house, and we're doing it for any age. And we're thinking of doing something like art and science related, so it like attracts people of different interests. And this is to raise funds, because all of the money we've invested to this has like in this like project has come out of our own pocket. So that's a project we're working on. Another project is donating to elementary schools. We've actually already contacted a bunch of them, and we're all already like setting up kits and stuff. And yeah, that's like something we're working on too. And the last thing is probably just donating to women's shelters. We've like been in contact with them as well, so we're hoping to reach out to some more of them soon.
So have you guys like done anything in these past like few weeks, few months that you've been like active? Have you done anything that's like to get donations?
Well, we've been receiving donations like over the past month. I mean, we've been receiving them since July. The matter is like kind of convincing people that it's safe to receive donations and finding places that we can like really put the donations into good use, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So that's why we've been reaching out to a lot of elementary schools and shelters and just trying to like find a good purpose for them.
Mm-hmm. So going along with like the donations, we're in the middle of a pandemic, as I'm sure both of you are very well aware of. What are some safety precautions that you've needed to put in place?
So we're sanitizing donations twice, when they first come in and once we ship them out to clients. We're also asking our donors like if they've had any exposure to the virus, and we're asking just them general questions to make sure it's like completely safe that we're receiving them. Mm-hmm. And we've been receiving a lot of donations. I think we have over 100 right now. So we have a spreadsheet where we track the date where we sanitize everything. So we're taking it really seriously. Mm-hmm. And we were considering hosting events where clients could come pick them up, but we decided not to do that. So we're doing everything virtually. We're not going to like risk it.
That's a very smart thing to do, especially now.
Thank you.
So going into more of less your personal nonprofit, but more like nonprofits as a whole. I know like a big part of making a nonprofit is like filing for tax exemptions. So have you guys taken that step yet?
So we're considering it. We've done a lot of research into it. We're in order to get a 501c3, which is the like form, which is the thing that nonprofits would apply for, you have to fill out a form 1023. Filling that out is around 50 pages of work and 100 hours of work, and it also costs $600, so we're not sure if we can handle that right now. Mm-hmm. And according to like the IRS, half the people who file for a form 1023 give up out of frustration halfway through. So if we raise enough funds through our live stream and through our virtual art classes, then it's something we're definitely going to go back to, because we're really serious about this organization. But for now, it's something we're still considering.
Mm-hmm. So I know like you guys have like researched this a lot. Do you think like you're able to talk about like the process, like the general gist of the process of getting your tax exemptions?
Yeah, so nonprofits would have to incorporate first, and this would give them liability protection, which would mean that if we got sued, our personal property wouldn't be affected. Only Leela's property would be affected if we got sued. So filing for like becoming an incorporation is something you'd have to do for the state, and that would all come before obtaining the 501(c). So it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you incorporate, you have to file form 1023, and you have to get accepted by the IRS, and that cannot on average take 2 to 12 months of like waiting time. So it's a really big commitment, and we're still considering it, but it's something we're definitely looking into.
Mm-hmm. So again, like moving out of the nonprofit, this is going like back and forth, but about your own organization, what differentiates your organization from other organizations that might be similar?
So we did some research. There's not a lot of organizations on the East Coast, actually, or locally, that mainly focus on art supplies or just educational toys in general.
Mm-hmm.
But of the ones that do exist, we noticed that they rely on pictures of children to market themselves. And that's something we don't want to do, because we find that a little exploitative.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really reveal information about our clients or take pictures of them. But what we mostly rely on is showcasing our donations and showing that they're really like fun and engaging. So that's kind of how we market ourselves. We don't really take pictures of clients or do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We protect their privacy.
Which is definitely a key thing, especially in like the world of social media. Mm-hmm. And all of that. Speaking about social media, last question. If I wanted to learn more about your organization, where would I, or like the audience, go?
Okay, so you can always visit our website. Has the most information. It is www.lilas.online, and that'll take you directly to our website. Mm-hmm. You could visit our social media on Instagram, which is lilas.marlboro, and our Facebook page as well. If you have any questions at all, you can either contact us on any of those platforms, or you could also email us at lilas.lilypad@gmail.com. It's, all this information is also on our website. If you ever want to contact us, all of our social media, all of our email, so it's really easy to contact us that way.
Yeah, we take feedback really seriously. We mm-hmm. actually showed our website to a bunch of people before we published it. A bunch mm-hmm. of people like came to us with suggestions, so we're always open to hearing from you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so thank you both for coming on my podcast and talking about your incredible organization. I can't wait to see where you guys go in the future.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us. We love your podcast too.
Yeah, this is a really great opportunity. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you guys for coming on. And that concludes this season of A Blank's Guide to Blank. Thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you next time.